Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, here. I'm joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And Beth Habhager.
Good morning.
And we are joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there.
Good morning. Laura Lockwood here.
Laura, I thought I saw your name on the caller. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. I got my coffee.
Good, good. It's been a while. It's good to hear from you. Thanks so much for joining us. And you just happened to join us on a day when it looks like we got some really nice temperatures and some weather coming our way.
You're welcome.
Nicely done, Laura. Nicely done.
Yeah, I try to take credit where I can because I get blamed when it's not good.
So. Yeah,
right.
You do.
Exactly. Laura, I heard that the phrase over the weekend that I think most of us really enjoy when you know what it means, jet stream pattern. Oh, I feel warmer just saying that.
Yeah, it brings a whole nother ball of wax to my mind, but yeah.
Oh, I imagine. But what does Mother Nature have in store for us today?
Oh, some wonderful weather. Well, I guess it's in the eye of the beholder. It is going to be warm. You know, I'm from the area in general, so it's like for me, it's like, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready for spring.
Yeah.
I'm ready for summer.
Yes.
Let's move on. We don't need any more of the white stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
You know, for me, this forecast is great, and I think a lot of other people are in the very similar boat. Now, we have this great trend all the way through Thursday, and then we'll see a little bit of a shift in the weather pattern here as we head into our weekend. So bringing us a little more seasonal trend, if you will. So it should be what we're experiencing this time of the year, but we're going to get spoiled over the next few days, so enjoy it. Mm. We'll have a high of 73 today. Now, we are kicking things off with a bit of cloud cover, a few scattered light showers in the area. They'll push out. We'll see the sunshine come back in, and we'll climb to 73. Tonight, clear, 45 for a low, 76 Tuesday, more sunshine, a little breezy southwest wind. High of 81 Wednesday, sunny. And then as we head into Thursday, sunny, high of 78. And then that change begins to come in on Friday. Still not bad temperature-wise, but you'll definitely begin to notice a little bit of shift, especially later in the day. And by Saturday, Sunday, lots of clouds, a few showers, and temperatures will be returning closer to where they should be for this time of the year. So change coming. Enjoy the great weather while you can, and just be aware that, you know, this time of the year when you do get those snowpacks and those piles that are still out there, that snert, as I refer to them, snert combo, when that wind blows over that, it definitely cools the air down closer to the dew point. So even though our straight temperature will be warm, it could feel cooler in some areas, especially if there's still some snowpack and you get those piles that are still trying to melt.
Hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
What did you call that?
Snert.
Snert. Oh, that the rest of my life.
You must have visited North Dakota.
Yeah. It's so good. I love that. Laura, thank you so much for joining us. Will you be with us tomorrow?
I believe Paul should be back.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
All right. Well, it was really good to talk to you, Laura. You take care and have a great day.
Same here. Mm. Enjoy your day, guys. Bye.
You too. Thanks.
Best in the business, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Appreciate that. That was great. We haven't talked to Laura since Weather Eye's been back with us. That was good to hear from her. I love talking with her. I could talk to them all day. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody, and kicking off your week with us. We got some fun things to get to this hour. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up a little bit later. And after that, we're also going to get into, I wanted to touch on latest viral trend. It's, I don't know what to think of. Could be that a right story. We'll
okay.
see. Did your parents or your friends' parents have any weird rules when you were growing up? Yes, they did, because every set of parents did. Someone online asked people to name the weirdest rules they had as kids. I think this is very, it's fun. It's an interesting list. We're going to go through it and everything. But don't get this twisted, everybody, okay? Every set of parents had weird rules, because every set of parents were weird. Okay, we're all weird. We gotta get past this idea that there's any normal.
What is normal?
What is normal? Like, I'm not talking about Ozzie and Harriet. That was a TV show.
Right.
That was not normal. That was, you know, that was fake. I'm talking about in real life. There is no such thing as normal. We're all a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
A mom told her kids not to cover their mouth when they coughed or sneezed because she didn't want their hands to get dirty.
Because she didn't have any soap and water?
I don't know what to do with that one. I don't know. I just would have shook my head at that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. A kid wasn't allowed to use the word fart. They had to call them fluffs.
fluffs.
Stepping on ducks. That's what my nan and papa used to always say.
You're
stepping
on ducks. My mom never liked that word either.
A kid's mom thought drinking more than one glass of water a day would dilute the nutrients in their body, so after one glass, they had to drink 7-Up. Jeez.
Okay.
Oh, that's not good.
Somebody hasn't done some research.
For schooling?
Yeah. I mean, we're told to have, 6 to 8 glasses of water a day?
I will give them this. 7-Up is clear.
It is?
Similar to water. But that's about the end of the referee. I'm pretty sure that is the end of the things they have in common.
What was that movie where they were feeding all of the plants Gatorade?
Oh.
It was Idiocracy.
Yes, Idiocracy.
Like that,
yes, where, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's exactly.
It sounds like that.
Kind of does.
It's better for you.
Boy, I'm sure the dentist was happy. I'm sure the dentist was very happy.
Yeah.
A guy's parents still enforced his bedtime when he was in his 20s. He partied at a friend's house for his 21st and had to call his dad at 8 o'clock to say he was going to bed. He secretly stayed up later, though.
Oh, secretly. Wow. Okay. Well, to be fair, if he was still living at home
exactly.
at the time, parents' rules.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, because if you are a parent and, there's reasons people live with their parents that are understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very understandable. And then there are lazy people. And if this is a lazy kid, I don't know the scenario here. So
right.
I'm just taking, an assumption that it is a lazy. Yes, I would be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I'd make it 7 o'clock. Like anything to get the kid out of the house. Like, look, you don't like the rules. Get a job. Get out. That's not a bad idea at all, actually. Apparently it isn't working, though.
No.
A kid's very religious parents wouldn't let him watch SpongeBob SquarePants because they didn't like all the holes and they didn't know what thoughts they might bring.
All the holes?
All the holes in SpongeBob and the thoughts the lustful thoughts that might create in a kid or something like that.
A very specific worry.
There are times where I think that we think of things as parents where we're like, oh man, I'm really glad I thought of that. And then there are times where you're projecting.
Yeah, I was going to say that's more about the parents than it is about the kid.
Yeah, there ain't a kid alive that's going to be thinking anything like that or anything.
Mm-mm.
If your mind goes there, it's on you. That's on you. Don't put it on your kid. Don't do that. You already gave him a name they didn't maybe want. Don't do that to him. A kid's grandfather wouldn't let them finish their leftover cereal milk by drinking it from the bowl. They had to finish it off with their spoon.
Oh, my.
Okay.
That's torture. and I want to do that.
He's just trying to keep them busy for longer at the table.
I just want to do it just once just to see. Just
how
to,
long
just
it would
see
take.
How long it would take him and everything. Like, no, I was just messing with you. You could drink it like that. but one time I would do that, though. That's funny. That's actually, I have no doubt in my mind the grandfather did that to just mess with them. There's no way he did that because he was worried about the leftover cereal or whatever. No.
Or that it was improper to pick up your bowl and drink out of it.
I no way in my mind. That is a grandpa just having some fun. That's all that is. A couple kept a running tab of all the money they spent on their kids for 18 years, from food and clothes to sports equipment, and told them they'd eventually have to pay them back. But when they graduated, they cleared their tab and called it their graduation gift.
That's all they got them for graduation?
Ouch. Well.
Wow.
Ouch.
I don't know. You choose to have kids, there's going to be some financial implications because of that. Should the kids have to pay for it? No.
I mean, here's the weird rule in my house. We were not allowed to have jobs when we were in high school. And mom and dad's theory was, you didn't ask get born, and you're going to have the rest of your life to work. So enjoy being a kid while you're a kid.
Yeah, the first thing, that's very cool. I think that's awesome they did that. I had my first job when I was 9 or 10. I've been working my whole life. And I would tell you, it makes no difference.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, one way or the other, when you're working young or not. Like, it would say a lot about work ethic and those kind of things. Let kids be kids as long as they can
be.
I
But it goes back to this. I mean, that child never asked to be born.
Well, that's the
so to expect them to pay for things for themselves.
I want to be fair about this. Everybody go ahead with the morning show play at home versions and everything. Everybody raise your hand if you chose to be born. Okay, let me look here. Let me see. And nobody. Nope. None of us. Not a darn one of us. You don't get to do this. You don't get to do this as a parent. Mm-mm. You chose to have sex. You did that. That's your choice. As soon as you do that, you sign an agreement. Whether you like it or not, you sign an agreement. Hey, this could make me a parent. That's it.
Yep.
This is the concept. Like, you want to do that, you got to be okay with this.
And the parent's responsibility is to care for the child, which means providing things for that child.
If you don't want this to happen, there's a really easy solution. Just don't have sex.
There you go.
And you're good. I think it's worth it. I think used Kleenex had to be flushed. It couldn't go in the trash. That's
just a waste of water.
Not only a waste of water, but it's an easy way to clog up your toilet.
I was
going to
say, the septic system is not going to be happy. Mm.
A girl's mom made all her friends wear socks in their swimming pool because she was paranoid everyone had plantar warts. Then why let them in the pool? What are you doing? A girl's mom took the don't swim after eating rule to the extreme. She also had to wait at least 30 minutes to take a bath. She didn't realize it was weird until she was an adult. And that phrase right there is where I want to kind of wrap on. Because I started this and asking, okay, you know, what are some weird ones, you know, ask yourself, or, oh, I starting out with this is weird. We all have these in our families, but I wouldn't expect everybody to be able to think of it right off the top of their head because it's normal to you. It's what you grew up with. It's all you know. We had nothing but apartments in our whole lives. We moved out here. My parents lived in a home for the first time. They rented it, but it was a home. Mm-hmm. And we had a front yard. And my dad, in the concept of that front lawn, he had never had that before. Not, you know, when he was a kid, maybe, but not as an adult. That lawn, I can't tell you how important it was for us not to ride our bikes on that lawn. Like, what little kids don't ride a bike on a lawn? You come home from school, you drop your bike on the lawn, you go into the house. That's what you do. Not in my house. No. There's a driveway right there, Jimmy. There's a driveway right there. You keep that bike off of the grass. Like, to the point where, because he worked late nights and stuff, and he'd be, you know, asleep sometimes. I dropped my bike off. Somehow he was awake. Like he could hear the bike hitting the grass.
His spidey sense.
Yep.
I think it's similar to the rules in a Monopoly game. Like, almost every family has a different set of rules.
House rules,
that kind of thing. Our house, because we were poor, it was a rich man's game. Like, everything was like, normally I think you land on go and you get $200 or whatever. In our house, it was like $500. It was everything was way up.
We always put a $500 in the kitty.
Yes, exactly. Can you, either of you, think of anything off the top of your heads that your parents did that maybe you did or you didn't realize was a little weird until you had kids or you were an adult or anything like that?
I've been trying
powdered,
to... Go ahead.
Powdered soy milk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
I didn't know that existed. Drink instead of milk. Yeah. I don't know that it does anymore, but it did when I was probably like 7, 8, 9, around that time.
Okay.
It's icky.
Yeah.
It does not sound appetizing at all.
No.
For us, it was the irony that my mom would start her day with a Diet Coke or a Diet Pepsi because she didn't drink coffee. But we weren't allowed to have any type of a carbonated beverage till afternoon. Didn't matter what kind of what it was. But if we could have pop or soda, it wasn't until afternoon.
Okay for me, but not for thee.
Exactly.
I would never be able to count how many times my father did something. Like, Jimmy, no. Can't even begin to imagine. That's fun, though. That was interesting.
Yeah.
We will take a break right here. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club here on The Morning Show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Hi, this is Garth Brooks. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Not all of you are singing.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Garth. Thank you, Garth. Mr. Brooks, you don't have to leave. Oh, he's gone. He's already gone. It's time to do some celebrating. It's time for you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. And if you are celebrating a birthday today or any time this week or coming up, get on over there. Mm-hmm. Get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
Yum. Mm-hmm.
We appreciate our friends over at Misty's Menu so darn much. Thank you so much to the good people over at Misty's. We have three possible qualifiers here. I'm going to number them, and I need a 1 through 3, Beth.
2.
There we go. It gives us our go-ahead and qualifier so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Nicole Hofer Goetz.
Happy birthday, Nicole.
Happy birthday, Nicole.
Nikki's old high school friend, junior high going back. Wow. Great, great human being. Great mom, great person. Wishing you a great day, Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a special one we want to announce.
We do. Karen Buchholz, who is the administrative assistant at the Moravian Church. She is the heart and soul of our congregation. She really is the one that runs the church. I just get to work there. I don't know how we would be able to continue to do our ministry without her presence. So happy birthday, Karen. I hope it's a great day.
Yeah, enjoy your day, Karen.
Happy birthday.
And our qualifier today, Gloria Krakowski.
Happy birthday,
Gloria.
I've always loved that name, Gloria. Yeah. Such a good name. Hope you enjoy your day, Gloria. Have a great one, and you are our qualifier.
Yay. Congratulations.
Go get your free piece of pie, everybody.
We still need to hear from our March winner, Tracy Lee Dean, one for March. We have not heard from her yet. Whoever got us her name, or if Tracy herself sent us her name, if they could get it to us, we appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really fun having new birthdays and a lot of new people listening. Now that we're FM, we're streaming 24/7, all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we get people from out of state or out of town.
Right.
So we got to just figure out, okay, is this a new person? Is this a person in our zip code or not? If not, then we'll move on and we'll grab somebody new for March. But we don't want Tracy to miss out if she is in this area.
Right.
So you can get a hold of us at 424-1300 and call 9 to 4 in between those hours, Monday through Friday. Otherwise, you can reach out to me, james.maylove@civicmedia.us. Go ahead and email me anytime with your birthdays and anniversaries, or let us know if you know where Tracy is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let us dive right into the celebrity birthdays here. And Daisy Ridley is 31 today.
Oh,
Rey in the new Star Wars movies. She's actually going to be coming up in our entertainment section.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. She's a very strong young actor.
Mm-hmm.
She's very good at what she does.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Connor Leslie is 32. She's Wonder Girl on Titans and has done some other things. A very talented actor. She's good.
Yeah.
Maureen Morris is 33, country singer. Her charity single, Dear Hate, is a response to the Las Vegas shooting. I don't know much about her. I don't, just being honest, but I know I've heard that song, and what I've heard, got a great voice. Haley Joel Osment is 35.
Wow.
I see dead people.
I was going to say, does he still see them?
Yeah, I hope he doesn't. interesting career for Haley Joel Osment. And everybody that's seen The Sixth Sense remembers his performance in it. He was incredible in it. I don't remember, but I don't believe he got nominated for an Oscar, and I thought he should have.
Yeah.
I also thought Bruce Willis could have been nominated.
Yes.
Both of them did an incredible job in that movie, especially the directing of it and the way they masterfully don't touch Bruce through the whole, like, it's incredible to me. The second, third time I watched it, like, was even more impactful, actually. And as much as I love Bruce Willis, and I think M. Night Shyamalan is a good director, you don't have any of that without that kid.
Right.
His performance is what sold that movie, is what made that movie. I want to say, too, I always forget her name. She played the mom, his mom in it.
Oh,
she's such a good actress.
Mm-hmm.
And in her performance as well, her desperation and frustration, like, I can't help my kid. How do I help my kid? And all she wants to do is help her kid. Ooh, it's
such a... Toni Collette.
Thank you, Melissa. It was on the tip of my tongue. Toni Collette. Gosh, I hope I don't forget her name again, because she is so darn talented.
She really is.
Their two performances, as much as I love Bruce and what he did, those two performances make that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, usually, though, a child star... Like, now it's not as uncommon to see a Daniel Radcliffe or somebody, like, have a career afterwards. Mm-hmm. But even just back in the, you know, early 90s or whatever, or early aughts and stuff, you know, child actors, you weren't supposed to see them again.
Right.
Like, or they got chewed up and eaten and just got tired of the business or whatever. Mm-hmm. Haley Joel Osment's had a very strong career.
Yeah.
Like, he stopped working for a while there, obviously, came back and, like, has had a very, very steady mm-hmm. work. Like, I've seen him every year since he kind of got back into the game. I've seen him in some project, a TV show, a movie, something. He has no problem having self-deprecation mm-hmm. or taking on any role. I really admire what he's done with his career. He's
yeah.
really pushed through and just shown how much he likes acting. And he's still just as good of an actor as he was when he was little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed him in Pay It Forward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then too.
That was
Helen Hunt.
Yes.
AI. I think AI was a very cool movie. Stanley Kubrick was supposed to do AI, but he passed away. Mm. So Steven Spielberg, that was one of his best friends. Spielberg directed it, but tried to direct it in the eyes of like Kubrick would have. Mm-hmm. And that alone, let alone Jude Law and Haley's performance, were just really good in it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Mandy Moore is 39.
Wow.
Rebecca Pearson on This Is Us. She is also the voice of Rapunzel in Disney's Tangled.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't she a singer?
Yeah, she started her career as a singer. And I think she was one of the Mouseketeers.
Oh, okay.
The new Mickey Mouse Club. But she also is a huge character in the first Princess Diary movie.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Chung is 40. Molly Parker on Dexter, New Blood, Blink and X-Men. She was Milan on Once Upon a Time and Miho in Sin City.
Mm.
Good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Laura Bell Bundy is 42, country singer who got her start as a child actress and played Dr. Jordan Denby on Charlie Sheen's Anger Management.
Mm.
She's also the stepmom on the live-action reboot of The Fairly Odd Parents.
Okay.
Couple of really good ones right here. Charlie Hunnam is 43. Most people know him as Jax on Sons of Anarchy. He has been in a number of different things, only getting better. He is such a strong actor. Very handsome, yes. But he is such a strong actor, and he is only getting better. There was a Knights of the Round Table movie.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it was called, but Guy Ritchie directed it, and he basically played the guy who pulls the sword from the stone and everything. And it was good. I thought it was good. He's just a great actor. He's only getting better and better. David Harbour is 48. Jim Hooper on Stranger Things. Natasha Super Soldier Dad on the Red Guardian, mm-hmm. the Black Widow movies. He was Hellboy in the most recent ones. Big fan of David Harbour. One of those stories that I don't know how you can't root for that guy. Got his break late in life mm-hmm. and has taken the ball and run with it.
That's all you can do.
Orlando Jones is 55. Mr. Nancy on American Gods. Frank Irving on Sleepy Hollow. Many people remember him from his 7-Up commercials or mm-hmm. Mad TV when he was on Mad TV.
Oh, yeah.
A big fan of Orlando Jones. He's also been on Abbott Elementary a little bit.
Okay.
Guest starred on that a couple times. Time to do your stray cat strut. Mr. Brian Stetzer is 64 today. I'm going to rock this town tonight.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of the Stray Cats.
Oh, yes.
I like the Stray Cats. You give me a band with a stand-up bass, and I'm mm-hmm. a fan. Like, I don't know if there's any band that has a stand-up bass in it that I'm not a fan of. I don't know why. I just it just always
cool.
pulled me.
Yeah.
They are cool.
Yeah.
Rock This Town, Stray Cat Strut. Mm-hmm. Just a couple of great. Also, what a great second act for him with the Brian Stetzer Orchestra.
Right.
Had a couple of hits with them, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. One of the greatest producers for us growing up, Kenneth Babyface Edmonds is 64. Genius songwriter yes. and producer. So many of the songs that we grew up slow dancing to or anything like that. Or See You Again. When Can I See You mm-hmm. Again is still, I think, his best song. It's such a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Steven Seagal is 71.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And Liz Sheridan would have been 94 today. That's Jerry's mom on Seinfeld. She was so good.
Yeah.
Such a good actress. Born in 1929. John Madden would have been celebrating a birthday today, 1936 to 2021, football sportcasting legend.
Yeah.
John Madden literally changed the game for sportscasting. Mm-hmm. And then he changed the game when it came to video games with the
yes.
Madden game. The Madden game is so dominant that there was, for a very long time, NFL Game Day or another game. Their sales went down so much that now all there is Madden. Mm-hmm. If you want to play NFL football, it's got to be a Madden game.
Hmm.
Also, just an incredible human being.
Yeah.
Like every story I hear, I watch that documentary on him. Everything I hear, one of those people where you wish, man, I would have loved to hung out with him. Like I would have liked to known him. He just seemed like a good person. Max von Sydow, born in this day in 1929, passed away in 2020. A legendary actor. Many people might know him as the Three-Eyed Raven in Game of Thrones. He's also the brilliant character actor who played Tom Cruise's murderous mentor in Minority Report, or Father Marin, the priest in The Exorcist, Ming the Merciless in Flash Gordon. You know him. You just may not know his name, but I promise that you've
been
seen
in a lot of stuff.
Such a strong actor. Gosh, what an actor. I'd give anything for a career like that. Omar Sharif, born in this day in 1932, passed away in 2015. Dr. Zhiago, Funny Girl, Lawrence of Arabia, Agent Cedric in the 84 comedy classic Top Secret. Omar Sharif, what a career.
Yeah.
Don Meredith, born in this day in 1938, passed away in 2010. He was an original Monday Night Football sportscaster.
Oh.
Interesting to see him and Madden have the same birthday. And Sheb Woolley, born in this day in 1921, passed away in 2003. Rodeo rider and country singer, best known for the 1958 novelty, The Purple People Eater, and and the theme to Hee Haw.
Well, there you go.
Pretty good. That's pretty good. Not a bad resume right there. We one more time want to wish a very happy birthday to Nicole Hofer Goetz. We want to wish a birthday to Catherine Buchholz.
Karen
Buchholz.
Yeah.
Karen Buchholz. And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Gloria Krakowski.
Happy birthday, ladies.
Yeah, happy birthday.
We encourage you to send us your birthdays and anniversaries. We want more of these. Get them to us. Send them to info@WFHR.com or direct message us on Facebook. Or you can, of course, email any of our staff. All of our emails are pretty much the same. Mine is james.maloff@civicmedia.us, melissa.k@civicmedia.us. You get the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Melissa, stick around for her news. We're going to have that coming up for you right now. Everybody else, you go ahead and head on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week in 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here on WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great, great Monday out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Got some interesting stuff to get to now. I'm not really sure what to do with this story exactly. Let's see here, because it's a new viral trend. And whenever we get these viral trends, I'm always a little hesitant to do them. I don't want to necessarily, make them blow up even more. But then again, what are you going to do? There are a few ways to jazz up your morning toast. You can grab a fancy bread. You can add cinnamon and sugar. Or you can spend the time to morph it into French toast or avocado toast.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's a fascinating new option. Add alcohol.
What?
Yeah, of course. And this is, the latest food trend to go viral on TikTok is vodka butter. It's what it sounds like, butter blended with vodka for an extra kick.
Okay.
Chef Caroline Galen popularized it on TikTok post a few months ago, and it's been picking up steam ever since. It's easy to make, they say. You just soften two sticks of butter, put it in a food processor with 3 ounces of vodka, then spread it on toasted bread. And top it off with something salty like avocados, pickles, or capers, along with a little black pepper and lemon zest.
Hmm.
I'm sure you can find the video if you're curious to know how to make this, if you are old enough to make this.
Yeah.
It's
not like vodka really has a flavor, though.
No.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing, but it'll still get you drunk. Like, I'm guessing. And if that's what you, I guess if you need that, you're toast.
Well, that's a whole lot you'd have to eat, though. What'd they say? 3 ounces into 2 sticks of
butter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's like a half a shot, but still.
Yeah. You're not really, I mean, I don't know what this is really going to accomplish necessarily. Because I'm with you. There's no taste to vodka, really. I mean, there's a, you know, so I don't know. I'm trying to hold back some anger here, actually. Mm-hmm. Because this, how dare you ruin butter? Butter's great. I love butter. I'm a big fan of butter. Don't go messing with butter. Butter's fine the way it is. Butter's all right. You don't need to be messing with it or anything like that. I feel like this
ruined. It's two shots.
Oh, it's two.
Still, yeah,
two shots in two sticks of butter. It's not really going to do much.
No.
But still, leave the butter alone. The butter didn't ask to be drunk. We're not thinking about the butter here. The poor butter is hammered. The two shots to butter, that's going to knock it out. Like, it's never drank it before. Leave the butter alone.
Yeah, I just don't see how it would make it taste better.
No.
Yeah. or taste any different.
Well, I mean, what benefit are you going to get from the little bit of alcohol that's going to be in there?
Right.
It's
not a whole lot.
No.
Do not mislabel this. If you do this, do not. I mean, make sure this is labeled. Make sure mm-hmm. You do not want the kids running into this one to butter their bagels or anything like that. That ain't good. That ain't right. And leave French toast alone.
Yes.
I'm just saying this nicely, okay? Don't get me angry on this one. Leave French toast alone. It did nothing to you. It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. Take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. Hope your Monday is treating you good. Do you ever look forward to a day that's completely empty on your calendar, only to wish that you had something to do once it finally arrives? A new poll asked people, how often do you spend an entire day staying home and doing nothing? No chores, no work, no obligations. 10% of people say that they get those days every day. Another 21% of people say that they get them a few times a week. And 25% said that it's a few times a month. 12% say it's a few times a year. Mm-hmm. 17% of people say that they never have those days.
Yeah.
The group includes 15% of men and 20% of women, and they do want more of those days. When asked if a nothing day is appealing, 33% of women say that sounds great, while just 23% of men do. 36% of Gen Xers ages 45 to 64 say it sounds great, which is more than any other age group. Women and Gen X are the least likely to get totally free days from time to time, so that could be why they're so excited about them.
Yes, I concur as a Gen X woman.
There's probably a decent number of parents in those statistics.
Oh, incredibly. Personally, I would fail. There's no way I could answer. When was the last time you had a day like this? I there's no way. I have nothing. I could not even come close to guessing if I've had a day like this, let alone when it was or anything like that. I find it interesting about the generation thing. I think with the Gen Xer thing, especially, so much of our generation grew up with the generation before us or before them kind of calling us slackers in those things. So you had a generation of people being, you know, having that barked at them, and now we're all overworkers.
Yeah.
And you're shocked by this. Like, this is society. Like, well, you can't be shocked by this. Of course that's how we turned out. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's the one thing you don't ever want to turn into, what is the opposite of that? A workaholic.
Right.
and what is it? We got a generation full of workaholics. Mm-hmm. And this other, now we're hearing more and more about, mental health days or all these kind of things and stuff.
Self-care,
a lot of this stuff. There was none of that when we were growing up. When we were growing up, if you didn't have two jobs, or if you didn't work a full-time job, or if you didn't put in 40 hours a week, slacker, lazy. Like, you wonder why this happens like this. So,
well, and we're the generation that are now taking care of two other generations. So not only are we taking care of our kids, we're now also at the stage where we're taking care of our parents who are having more and more health issues.
Right. We're no longer the generation that can give a house to our kids or a car to our kids.
Or have a house ourselves.
Right, exactly. Right, yeah. So it's understandable, some of this stuff. And as far as the Like, if you're looking at your calendar and you've never had a day like this, or you don't know when you're going to have a day like this or whatever,
mm-hmm.
like, we plan for vacations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's plan this. Plan something like this. I mean, figure out. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, obviously I hear my Nana's voice in the back of my head, make plans. That's what make God's laugh.
Yep.
God laugh. But, you know, at least that's something to try. It's
right.
better than just leaving it up to, you know, fate.
Yeah.
You can try, but inevitably, at least this is what happens for me. Like, I had a day this weekend. I could have done that. You know what I did? I started a huge painting project in the basement. So, but I'm going to have pretty flowers outside this year because they're metal and they needed a refresh.
I wonder, because I'm the same way, Melissa, mm-hmm. where I've had days where, or especially like when I first didn't have to do over the back fence on Saturdays,
mm-hmm.
I by Saturday morning, I'm like, what do I do with this? What do I do with this time or whatever and everything? Could I have relaxed? Could I have slept in? Sure, I could do all those things. What did I do? Work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Filled it up with everything
yeah.
else.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, generations that were raised, you know, being told certain things,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time being raised by a pretty heavy work ethic generation ourselves. Right. So, you know.
It's hard to sit and do nothing and feel like you've then accomplished something.
I mean,
right.
I'm fidgety as it is, let alone if I got nothing to do.
Well, and it's interesting because we're the generation that says we need to do more self-care. We need to do more self-care. But whenever we get the opportunity to do self-care, we're mm-hmm. off doing something for yep. somebody else.
Yeah.
So it's overcoming that sense of guilt mm-hmm. for sitting and feeling like we're doing nothing.
Oh.
And then what we need to start doing is telling ourselves, this isn't doing nothing. This is letting my body reset. This is letting mm-hmm. my mind reset. This is healthy.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I think that's so noteworthy. I think of sleep for me. Like, I don't sleep good. And mm-hmm. The pain I've been in and everything, I'm sleeping even worse.
Yeah.
So one of the things that's important for me to remember is, even if I'm not sleeping, I'm laying there in bed. I'm giving my body a chance to relax mm-hmm. and sort of, you know what I mean, and all those things. It's a very similar thing.
Yeah.
It's important to do those things. It may feel like you're not doing anything, and the guilt that comes with that, you're right, Beth, that is mm-hmm. heavy. It is a heavy mm-hmm. guilt, especially if you are a human being. Because it doesn't, I was just going to say, especially if you have things that you could have been doing, but that's everybody. So especially if you're a human being, I would think that almost everybody can relate to that feeling. But that you're right. That's what you got to remind yourself. You're not doing nothing. Mm-hmm. You are doing something. Mm-hmm. You're making an investment in your mind, in your body, in your soul.
Yep.
It's no different than if you're just sitting there reading a book. You may not feel like you're doing something, but you're doing something. You're reading a book.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing something. It's very similar to that.
Well, it's the fear of being lazy. You know, that
yes,
word,
yes.
It's a four-letter word, but it feels so heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we perceive ourselves as being, is lazy. If we're just sitting there having a day where we don't even have to get dressed, we can just lie in bed, oh, you're being lazy. Well,
yeah.
No, I'm being mindful that I need time to recoup.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes lazy is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I just don't know how to do it. I need Mid-State to like have a class or something like that, like napping 101 or something like that. I got a good one here. I thought this was kind of interesting, at least. A Virginia man successfully pressured local officials to fill in a large pothole after more than a year of planting a tree and over a year of planting a tree in the hole twice. John Anderson of Hopewell said that he and his neighbors were becoming increasingly frustrated with the city's failure to address a gaping pothole at the intersection of South 19th Avenue and Richmond Street. Quote, it was about a foot deep and it was maybe about that deep. If you hit it at a good speed, it would mess your car up.
Yeah.
Anderson told the police, or told the local reporter. Anderson decided to draw the city's attention to the hole by planting a small tree in the pothole. Video of this spectacle quickly went viral on TikTok. The tree was swiftly removed by city workers, but the hole remained. I came back home from work and tree was gone. So I pulled up another tree and planted it, put some lights on it.
Yep.
Anderson said a crew came to the intersection the next day to fill the pothole in properly.
There you go.
quote, as many times as I went to ask to get it done and nothing's been done about it. And as soon as I make a TikTok and put it on the webpage with a tree in it within 24 hours, they had a crew out there fixing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is necessarily a good idea for all potholes or for other, you know, city nuances and everything, but kudos for creativity.
I was going to say, that's creative problem solving right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and that was quite a long time period, you know, that that hadn't been filled in. Obviously, some of these potholes, they can form overnight,
mm-hmm.
Even the ones that they newly fill in. But if it's one that just isn't getting the attention after calling attention to it for, what it was that, a year?
A year, yeah.
Yeah. That's okay then, in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you got to give cities some understanding and some grace. Right. I don't know if there's a city alive that isn't struggling right now or having some issues, but a year, come on.
Yeah.
That's different.
And that's a wonderful positive use of social media. Yeah. I did this. I'm putting this out on TikTok so people are aware of it. And then that's when the city finally said, oh, we need to do something.
This is the power of social media. Mm-hmm. This is one of those things it can do. A Swedish man he doesn't know her, but has really upset my mother.
Uh-oh.
Really upset her. And which means, this guy, uh-oh. I don't know about this guy. A Swedish man broke a Guinness World Record when he consecutively cracked 46 different joints in his body.
Oh, my.
Guinness World Records say Ollie London, 23, broke the record for the most continuous cracking of different joints, besting the record of 40 set by Kamala Pokharel of Nepal in 2022.
Wow.
London said he spent a month practicing cracking his joints in order to determine the most effective order. He said he had to learn to move slowly so as not to accidentally crack a joint permanently. Prematurely. Yeah, prematurely. Okay. London said some joints were painful to learn to crack.
You think?
Quote, the most painful joints were probably the smaller joints, such as the middle joints on the finger and the toes in general. Yeah. Did anybody else, I was a big knuckle cracker growing up,
mm-hmm.
and you have your mother yell at you for that?
My grandmother, yeah.
Oh, okay, it was my mom for me. It was my mom, which is, like, I could be in my friend's house, like on the other side of town, cracking my knuckles, and my mom would call up, Jimmy, knock it off. You're going to get arthritis.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was what they tell you, get arthritis. Yep. But my dad always said, nope, you're just disturbing the fluid in there, it's not going to hurt mm-hmm. you.
My grandmother used to tell me my knuckles would grow.
Them
bigger. I'm like, oh, I don't want big knuckles.
Little Beth running around scared.
I want pretty hands.
Yeah. I think that we've by now, most people have know that that's just kind of an urban myth. It's a wise tale and everything.
Yeah.
According to Dr. John Fackler, orthopedic surgeon at Houston Methodist, there are no known determinal effects to cracking your knuckles. At worst, knuckle cracking may cause temporary swelling or a feeling of weakness in your hands, but arthritis, not quite.
Okay, so there is a little bit of truth to that. Yeah, they'd get a little bit bigger, but it wasn't going to last, Grandma.
Yeah, not permanent.
Just temporarily.
You might also have the side effect of annoying the people around you, though.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Because that's one of those, like, I am a knuckle cracker, I do this, but I notice now I only do it at certain, like, it's one of the ways to tell I'm angry. Because I've gotten, as you get older, and I think you mellow out a bit. Mm-hmm. I think you either mellow out or you keep getting even hotter. and I decided to mellow out. I started to calm down a little bit. And it's a venting thing for me.
Right.
It's a release for me when I do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I make sure that I only do it in those moments pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I don't really tend to do it very often. Because I do feel like it does mess with my hands a little bit. I do feel like it does mess with that... the control I have in my fingers. I don't know. That's just as well in my head as it might be actually happening. I don't know. I can't actually tell you.
See, and then you've got things like my knees that have been, you know, you do the morning stretch.
Yes.
And always pop right in the morning. And I don't have any control over that. You know, at least with our hands, we can choose whether or not we're going to release it. With your knees, they just go.
The other day, it wasn't my wrist. It wasn't my elbow. I swear, my forearm cracked. There's no joint there. I don't know how that can happen. That's not right. That's
you
super
are an overachiever, James.
I guess so. I didn't even know that was a possibility. I didn't know that was something I could do. We are going to take you right to the top of the hour. Got about a minute left, and then we'll come up with CBS News. They're going to catch you up on all your world news. After CBS News, we'll come back, and the kitchen is open, everybody. Yeah. We're looking forward to today's episode. It's going to be really fun. Melissa and Beth have a great one for us lined up. Want to send a big shout out, of course, to Chatterbox Catering. Mm-hmm. Get some Chatterbox in your life. I did want to mention tomorrow, a special programming note at around the 9 o'clock, about 9:04 or so, same mm-hmm. time the kitchen's open. We are going to have on Terry Hummus. She is with the Central Wisconsin Gift of Life, and we're going to talk about their event that they have coming up.
Very nice.
We got
nice.
A bunch of guests coming up over this month.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Yeah, just looking ahead. We got people coming up on Tuesdays a lot. It's going to be fun. We really have no more slow days around here.
No, and it was so nice to have Bill Huck in last week.
Yeah, that felt good.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Bill. He'll be with us again next month. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
And plenty more. And don't forget that we got Playmakers coming up after the ladies and I are done hanging out with you. We will have Playmakers from 10 to 11. It's your sports call-in show. Nobody made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game. Get ready. Your sports thoughts and feelings ready. And call us up at 424-2600 from 10 to 11 today on WFHR, locally grown radio.